The school board added money to the revenue side of its budget Tuesday night, which shrinks the deficit from $1.3 million to about $350,000. Now, some numbers in that equation are pretty solid, like the $500,000 that the district plans to move out of savings. But other things depend on a lot of factors the district can't control and that aren't known yet. For example, the district is counting on 10 more students than originally thought, which means roughly $85,000 in additional revenue. One more intensive needs student would mean an additional $100,000. And it's counting on the legislature to boost funding for career and technical education. That would be worth roughly $60,000. But the board has put most of its chips on the city. The Secure Rural Schools and Communities Act will send about $1.4 million from Washington, D.C. to the city of Sitka. And that money is usually split 50-50 between the city and the schools. Instead of half, the district plans this year to ask for 75%. That would mean an additional $295,000. The request will come in a year when the schools are expected to take a 2% cut in the city's annual contribution. All told, the city is set to give about $5 million to the school this year, which is below the maximum cap that the city can contribute.
Years ago, the city always funded to the cap.
Lon Garrison is president of the school board.
And they funded, you know, they had a 3% increase. And the times are different now.
City Finance Director Dave Wolf says next year's city budget is a work in progress. Assemblymember Tor Christensen has attempted to start a conversation among city officials and among the assembly about what the city will give to the schools next year, but Mayor Cheryl Westover has said that that conversation should wait until the city is in its budget process in earnest. Garrison, on the school board, says he understands the city's situation.
You know, we're not sticking our heads in the sand saying that we don't understand. There is a lot of pressure and a lot of demands. They have a very diverse group of demands to meet, and what we're doing is we're just advocating that this is what it's going to take to educate the kids in our community, and we think that deserves some priority.
There also are two bills in the legislature that could raise state funding by more than $100 per student. Garrison says that has a good chance of happening, but the current Sitka school's budget does not count on its passage. While the district looks for places to cut, it's also adding some expenses to the budget, about $75,000 in additional technology funding. Enhancing the district's technology offerings is one of the board's top goals. It plans to sock away about $75,000 every year in order to replace the current technology when it becomes obsolete. Board members say they've heard from members of the community expressing concern about spending money there at a time when cuts are being made elsewhere. But Garrison says it's important to keep that goal on track, in the same way people save for a house or other major expense they're going to have in the future.
Pay now, or you really pay later. And when you pay later, it's not just money, it's that you've done a disservice to educating children.
All right, so we've kind of zoomed in and looked at some of the individual categories where the district funds its operations. Let's back up again and look at that big picture. The deficit was $1.3 million, and after the work session on Tuesday night, it's now about $350,000. Now, that adjustment means the budget will now require less surgery than before, but it still needs an operation that will result in making some serious cuts, including from personnel. Again, Lon Garrison.
It's never been easy, but it's been easier in the past because we've had some retirements that we could fall back on, and that was our attrition. This, you know, right now it doesn't look like we have that in the works, which means it's positions, whether it's teaching positions, classified staff, or whatever. It's a reduction in force, and that is disturbing to me.
School Superintendent Steve Bradshaw says the district is offering a $10,000 buyout to teachers who have been in Sitka schools at least 10 years and who are eligible for retirement in the state of Alaska. Another offer of $7,500 per person has been made to members of the union representing the district's paraprofessionals and secretaries. Bradshaw says offering an incentive for staff to retire is not ideal. He says you can lose good, experienced teachers that way, but he adds that laying off employees is the last resort.
The last thing you want to do is have to lay off, you know, a young teacher that's moved up here, that's doing an excellent job for the district.
The district wants to get its budget to the city by the end of the month, and then the Sitka Assembly has 30 days to decide how much money the city will send to the schools. Individual non-tenured teachers have to be notified 10 days before the end of the school year whether they'll have a job in the fall. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.